This is the start of our second interview for Soul Calibur and its companion games with longtime Soul Calibur player James Mosley. This is with Editor-in-Chief Gaming Insurrection, Lindsay Mosley. Hello, James.
Hello, how are you?
We're back again for another interview. It's our second one with you. You enjoy being interviewed by your lovely wife?
Yes, I do. It's always nice for her to ask me questions. I give her straightforward answers.
That's why we married you. So, this one's going to be about Soul Calibur. So, I'm going to take it that means you've been playing for a long time.
I've been playing the game for at least 10 years.
Which one did you start out with?
Soul Edge, which later became Soul Blade when it came out on PlayStation. Mm.
Wasn't it true that you at one point worked for Namco and that's how you got into playing around with it?
Well, when Soul Edge came out, I was not working for Namco. I had just actually started going back to the arcade at that time. And I played Soul Edge when it got to Greenwood, South Carolina. And 2 weeks after it came to Greenwood, they had a tournament, so I signed up for it. And I won that tournament, won first place in that tournament. And after that, they took Soul Edge away when Soul Blade came out on the PlayStation. It was quite some time just playing Soul Blade before Soul Calibur came out.
Yeah, because Soul Calibur came out in 99. And Soul Blade came out, what, 95, 96 or so?
I think it was 95, yes. I believe it was. So, Soul Calibur came out. I was already working for Namco then. And at first, I didn't play it. But thanks to nice advertisements saying that Soul Calibur was Tekken with weapons, and I was already a huge Tekken fan, I went ahead and started playing Soul Calibur and realized that is not true. It is not Tekken with weapons.
Really? Yes. So the non Soul Calibur playing crowd, which would include myself, to us, it looks like Tekken is made by the same people, and you got some kind of crossover character with Yoshimitsu, so it kind of looks like Tekken with weapons, but I found that Soul Calibur / Soul Edge, the early games are easier to get into than Tekken. I mean, just for me, I can play Soul Calibur a little bit easier than I can play Tekken, but...
Well, that's what the main thing I think they were going for. I mean, they had Tekken, and Tekken's really for the, I want to press a lot of buttons and do some damage where anyone can pick it up and play, but it also has a high skill level where extremely advanced people can play, where they have all the button combinations down to juggles to frame rates per second and what all they're going to do in a combo. While Soul Calibur is about beating a person down or getting them out the ring, it's just that simple. It doesn't matter how you're doing it, that's just the way it's going to happen.
I see. So, based on that, which one is your favorite of the five that's been released?
Out of Soul Calibur, Tekken?
No, I mean, just out of Soul Calibur. Out of the five Soul Calibur games.
The original Soul Calibur, I think I like.
On Dreamcast?
Yes, on the Dreamcast. I think it's mainly because I played that the most. I used to actually travel around from South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, North Carolina. Went to Virginia a couple times just to play Soul Calibur against people, just see what they were doing different. So I will say that was probably one of my favorites.
No, okay. So I take it then that means you do like tournament play and actually would compete in tournaments and, you know, for money. But how would you classify your skill level then, since you compete in tournaments?
Well, I mainly went to the terms to see what people were doing, see if I can incorporate what my style was with what someone else is doing. Everyone plays different. And when it got to tournament time, I played my best, and usually I ended up in, depending on how many players, I've only won two tournaments. So the rest of them I finished on average maybe about 7th or 8th. But I guess I'm okay. I was pretty decent back then, but now it's completely different.
So you don't think you're that good anymore?
Oh no. No, I'm nowhere near like I used to be. I used to play that game for hours a day. Well, one, I worked for Namco at the time, and whenever I got off work, that would be the first thing I did. And then when I got home, since I had it on the Dreamcast, I would practice some more.
Wow. That must have been time-consuming and very, busy playing it so much.
It was, but it probably was no different than, what a lot of other players were doing at that time. There's other players were playing Tekken more, Soul Calibur a lot more. So, I still had time to do everything else, but yeah, my spare time, whenever I had time to myself, that's exactly what I was doing.
So, since you spent that much time playing it, what are your favorite aspects of the game? And what do you like about the series, and what don't you like about it?
Well, Namco always have, to me, seem to have a pretty decent storyline when it comes to a fighting game. And originally, I didn't go to Soul Edge or Soul Calibur for the storyline at first, but it kind of caught me as it advanced on. I originally liked the fact that I'm a medieval-type person, and had a lot of medieval weapons going on, so that originally what attracted me. And it was one of the few games that had a dual wielding person on the game itself that you actually fight against. So I think the best aspects I like about the game is the fact that you do have weapons. You can attack, you can hack and slash, and the weapons, just because you have the weapons, you don't have to do the same move over and over. Just by moving the joystick left, right, up, or down, it did different attacks. Some of the things I did not like was, I didn't necessarily like the ring out as much, because the first thing most people will play is, I gotta get you out of the ring. I'm not beating you down, I just want to get you out the ring. After that, I would say the way they start changing up the programs for the buttons after that, having the different characters as Soul Calibur advance, like Nightmare, for instance, being completely changed from the form that he was in Soul Calibur and Soul Calibur 2 to the way he's in Soul Calibur 3 and Soul Calibur 4. So, I will say definitely that I will think I did not like the fact that Namco did not keep the same button styles as it did when they originally started out.
Mm-hmm. As I said, the moveset changes that were inflicted after 2, I know we've talked about that a lot. They completely changed some characters around and made them different people.
Yes.
Yes, they have. Especially when they start establishing that Nightmare and Siegfried were two different people now, instead of just being split personalities within character.
Right.
I have noticed the changes from 2 to 3 and then 3 to 4.
Well, in 2, Siegfried was battling with himself trying to get rid of Nightmare. So he was going back and forth. So in 3, when they said they're completely separated, I can understand being a slight difference, but the two characters were completely just there was no similarities too much whatsoever. And then in 4, they're completely different. So, I really think that they should have been different, but they didn't have to change the button moves so much and the move set so much. That's what I believe.
I figured it had to be kind of unnerving for a long-time player, you know, to see massive changes. Kind of like when Mortal Kombat went from the changes in 3 to 4, and then the changes between 4 and 5 were complete characters were just wiped out and people were changed. And I guess once you get around to that many games in the series, you're bound to upset some people and make them, you know, alienate some characters and alienate some people from playing characters that they've stuck with for a long time.
That's very true. I mean, Scorpion's just not Scorpion unless you have back.
Yeah, he's definitely not Scorpion without a back A. For you, what character has most personified Soul Calibur for you? In terms of making it Soul Calibur, like what character could not be in the game and it not be Soul Calibur for you?
For me, for if they completely took the person out of the game, I would say it's probably Nightmare Siegfried, because the whole game since the end of Soul Edge has been based on those two characters becoming one and then separating to become two separate entities. So to take them out of the game, I would think it probably wouldn't be Soul Calibur. Zafantes also, since his quest is to get Soul Edge back, it wouldn't be Soul Edge without him being in the game also.
Mm-hmm. For me, I look at it as if Valdo wasn't in the game, the original Freak on the Leash, as EGM called him back in the day. Yeah, I don't think if Valdo or Cervantes or Siegfried Nightmare were not in the game, I don't think I would even call it Soul Calibur anymore. I just probably wouldn't even play it at all. Because to me, those characters lock down what is Soul Calibur. I mean, they're just easily identifiable. Taki, too, now to a certain extent, because she's pretty much an Ivy. Ivy's another one. If Ivy weren't in the game, it probably wouldn't even be Soul Calibur. It would just be, you know, some game with some dude who's got a split personality going around killing people and these other people trying to stop him. Like, I just couldn't see Soul Calibur without them. So, do you think this fourth game is going to be the last Soul Calibur, or do you think there's going to be Soul Calibur 5? The figuratively titled Soul Calibur 5, because technically there are 5 games. Just not all of them have been called Soul Calibur, but do you think there will be another one?
Well, I think as of right now, with the storyline, that the way Soul Calibur 4 is being ended, that it wouldn't be a 5. If they have Soul Calibur 5, they'd probably go the way that Midway did with Mortal Kombat and just start all over with something different. I'm pretty sure some of their regular characters will come back, like their favorites, like Killick. Since he's become a favorite, Ivy will become a favorite. They will come back. But I think everything else, if they decide to make 5, will be completely new characters.
Yeah, I don't think Siegfried would be in the next one. He wouldn't be Siegfried. He'd be probably just Nightmare.
Nightmare will be the only one that will come back.
Yeah, because I think Siegfried would probably, he was so weak-minded anyway, I don't think that he would have the strength to come back and be a main character again, since he's trying to basically get rid of Nightmare anyway, and now that Nightmare has been possessed by Inferno and Soul Calibur itself, because Soul Calibur, not Soul Calibur, but Soul Edge needed a new body, and it took over Nightmare as the host and made him split from Siegfried. Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be back. Somehow, I think Nightmare probably killed Siegfried before, you know, they let Siegfried be a main character again.
Yes. Yes, if he does come back, they'll only have him as a what-if character.
Yes. Because, for listeners, if you didn't already know this, Siegfried is a what-if character starting with 2. The actual storyline from 2 is that Nightmare was the dominant personality at that point, and Siegfried was, if you played as Siegfried, it was a what if Nightmare wasn't dominant in his mind. Well, that about wraps it up for Soul Calibur. Anything else you want to say about Soul Calibur on the record?
Yes. If you download Soul Calibur from Xbox Live or your 360, it plays exactly like it does on the Dreamcast.
Yes, it is. I have to agree. It looks like it's a direct port. And since we're longtime Soul Calibur players, or I should say, we as a unit are longtime Soul Calibur players, we do have both versions. And it really doesn't play any much different. There's slight differences, like they'll say KO or ring out, but most of it's differences between the arcade version and Xbox Live version, or arcade and Dreamcast version. And actually, since they do play very similar, based on controller, which one do you like playing better based on controller setup?
Well, the Xbox 360 version basically has the same button setup as the Dreamcast does, but I guess because I'm used to the 360 controller, it just feels better in my hand. So, I'll probably say the Xbox 360, just along the fact that I like the way the button's set up and I'm used to the controller right now. But if we have done this interview maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I would definitely say Dreamcast hand down.
Well, that is a fun fact, by the way, for listeners. Just in case most people didn't know this, Sega did actually help Microsoft make 360. So, it wasn't very surprising that the large number of titles that came to Xbox Live from Sega, that being one of them, and then, of course, they've redone Viva Pinata. They're doing, Samba de Amigo for Wii, but they're also, I think they're going to put it on 360 at some point. I think that's either later on down the road or, you know, is one of those rumored, it may happen, it may not happen kind of things. But yeah, that's just a fun fact for you guys who didn't know that. Okay, well, thanks for giving us your thoughts on Soul Calibur. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is it for us at Gaming Insurrection.